We here at Sports Best Friends acknowledge Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people as the traditional custodians of the land, water and sky throughout Australia on which we record. We recognise their strength, diversity, resilience and deep connection to country. We pay our respects to elders of the past, present and future as they hold the memories, knowledge and spirit of Australia.
Here's Wallace. Oh, the under for Fafita. Fafita, he's already got two. Put him down for three. David Fafita.
Hello and welcome to Bad Life Titans. I'm Matt. With me is Trent. And we are two gentlemen that have made bad life choices and ended up Titans fans. Trent, mate, just the two of us. How are you, bud?
Yeah, good, Matty. Good. Good to be back. Bit upset over the result on the weekend, but you know what? I'm pushing through. I've been hurt before and I was ready to be hurt again. And
Yeah. I mean, at least we're sitting here recording, watching the Broncos get beat 6-0, so...
Oof. Yeah, that's satisfying, and I think hopefully the scoreline increases against them as the night goes on.
Yeah, it could be a positive, could get the positivity horn out.
We could, that's it. Get those vibes going.
Yeah. Speaking of vibes, there's a good vibe around the NRLW side as 7 of the ladies have been named in both the Queensland and New South Wales Origin side. The Queensland side has 4 Titans named and the Blues have 3. Quick math. The three Titans in the Sky Blues are there we go. Ellie Johnson, Tegan Berry, and Jamie Chapman. Hang on, forwards. I've read this wrong. Anyway, where we go. So, 6 debutants are among the 20 players named by the Harvey Sky Blues among the State of Origins. 4 was the final 17 will be named. Where are we? So, now I've got to scroll through here because it's just an absolute dumpster fire. Winner Manly. Oh, it doesn't even show you.
It tells you they're like junior clubs or
something. Yeah, it tells you your junior clubs. So it doesn't get, and the Titans website isn't telling us exactly who it is. It just gives us the full squad. But anyway, and I don't know. I'm not smart enough to know all of our players. So anyway, good luck to all the girls there and go Queensland.
Yep, go Queensland.
Also, some sad news. Well, I don't know. It depends how you look at it. Sam McIntyre is to depart the Titans effective immediately and be granted a release and headed to the North Queensland Cowboys. Played 25 games for the Titans from joining us in 2020 from the Tigers. He also played in the first 2 rounds this year, scoring a try for the Titans in round 1. Titans wish Sam all the best in the future. So, look, bit of a nothing burger. I'm not really surprised, and I'm not really upset. He's struggling to get a game in the first grade side, and.
Yeah.
And like good luck to him.
Great. Like I think he was decent when he first joined the club, but I feel he kind of lost his place a bit. And I think he had a couple of stints playing hooker and all that. And then he was dropped down to the bench and didn't seem to find any form there. And I think he's been doing all right in Q Cup, but it's good to see that he's got another opportunity and he's a good bloke and yeah, wish him all the best.
Yeah, he sort of had a bit of a disappointing tenure here, like didn't really live up to it. So yeah, anyway, good luck to him and hope, we'll see you when we play the Cowboys later on in the year.
Definitely.
And another little bit of news that's been floating around the socials is that Lofi Khan-Pereira is reported to be dropped for this week's game to make way for Aaron Schopp. Lofi will miss this week. Schopp will move into the right centre with Jojo moving to the wing and Sami over to the left wing. Look, there's a bit of conjecture as to why he's been dropped and whatnot and whatever. But yeah, it just seems. I know he's young, and I know his body's probably aching and tired and whatnot. But he's a winger. Like, come on, man, he doesn't need rest. So unless there's something more to the story that we haven't been told, but looks like Luffy's going to be having a couple of weeks rest. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's probably you'd want to have a winner off the back of bye, and you want to field coming up to the bye, and you just want to kind of you want to field your best players, and it's quite disappointing that he is rested, but obviously there's something going on there, and I love Luffy. I think he's been fantastic for us this year, and guy knows how to score a try, but. With saying that, I'm actually like we've got good depth in that back line, and if you've got that depth and you have that opportunity to rest players, then I don't know, maybe it might be a good thing. I don't know.
I agree there, and if he genuinely is struggling and he needs the rest, then go for it. I understand, but we've got the bye coming up. Surely he could last one more week. He's the leading try scorer. He's top three, I think, in the entire competition.
That's right. I reckon if he played this weekend, he would have overtaken or been tied for first.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just need to score a double or something. I don't know who's leading, but he's got that ability to always find a line for feeder. Always seems to find him. Kelly always seemed to find him. He always seemed like in the right place, the right time, and. He's got that pace as well. So, it's very disappointing. But, look, good to see Shop come back in the side. I was kind of actually thinking he might have come in for Stimson.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping that too.
But
by all reports, he's been killing it down there in Q Cup on the right edge in the second row. So.
Yeah, he has. But anyway, look, Holbrook has his reasons. And, I think he's done weirder things. So, let's just... Let's just go with it. And...
Don't for feeder in the centres.
Yeah, that's it. I think that's the first thing that comes to mind. We'll see what happens, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, moving on to the recap. The one that we don't want to hear. The Gold Coast Titans were defeated by the Newcastle Knights 46-26. 26 points strikes down. What are they, 2-3 now? With scoring 26 points. The 46 for the Knights is a double to Young, double to Best, Tyson Frizzell, Greg Matthews. Oh, I didn't know he played cricket. I thought he's retired from cricket and playing for the Knights. Caelan Ponga and Dane Gagai, all with tries. Lockie Miller, 6 from 8. The 26 points for the Titans came to a double to Fifita, Phil Sami, Jaden Campbell, and Loffy with a try. Tanner Boyd, 3 from 5. Lockie Miller got a penalty goal. And that is it. That was just an absolute garbage performance from the start. They had no respect for the ball, no respect for the opposition. It was just garbage football from start. They turned up with the worst attitude. They just expected to score points. They didn't want to do the hard work. They didn't respect the footy. They didn't respect the opposition. It was really disappointing. And you can pretty much tell from what was it? Both teams went, I think it was like 4 sets each without a completion.
Yeah, that's it.
It was disgusting to watch. And then they managed to get the lead. They got the lead early, I think, in the second half. What was it when... When Jaden Campbell scored the try, they were up by, what was it? That would have been 18 points to 12. Or 18 points to 10 or whatever it was, or 12, yeah. And then they just shit the bed. Like they just, error after error, completion after completion, just terrible. And I don't know. Like the Foz interference try against, was it Frizzell that tangled him up and Dan Gagai scored. Yeah. That was bad. Like, that was egregiously bad. He was not making a defensive decision. He was looking, he was going the opposite direction to Frizzell. And Frizzell just basically ran through his legs. Like, what's he supposed to do here? That was terrible. And I know that doesn't, it's not, that didn't, it didn't cost us the game or anything, but it pretty much sealed the deal for him. And yeah, I don't know.
Oh, it's just one of those, it's just, yeah, I agree. Like, it's just one of those examples of, like, you know, it seems to happen time after time with us where we're in a good spot just before halftime and something shit like that happens. Yeah. And just, it makes me pull my hair out. And I know it was only 12 all, and I kind of thought we were going to run away with it when Jaden went through. And I thought, oh, you know, they've hit the reset button. They come out to play, but it just, the rot happened again. Like, they were killing us. Ponga was electric. He just dominated us. Like, it just, I don't know. It was a very hard pill to swallow. And, you know, we got a couple of consolation tries in the end there, but, you know, obviously the game was lost. And, you know, I think it was a bit, you know, just insult to injury when Dom Young crossed through second at the end, mate. Yeah. I threw my remote. I was done.
Look, the only consolation out of that game was that Dom Young scoring a double pretty much sealed my Supercoach win. I won by one by 40 points, so that was good. Once again,
Dave, mate.
Yeah, well, I had Dave as well, so yeah, big game. Once again, half time, like the last 3 minutes before half time. How many weeks is it now? I think it's every game we've played this week, we've let a try in right on the stroke of half time, and that completely changes the whole complexion of the game. And it's just like, I don't know what it is. Like, what? Like, they just go to sleep. Like, it's just the gap between the ceiling and the floor of this team is cavernous. Like, they are two completely different teams. Jekyll and Hyde sort of stuff, even like not just from week to week, like in the middle of the game too. It's just crazy. It's frustrating. And I don't know how they fix it.
Yeah. Well, I guess, like, you know, probably a big thing here, like, what do we have? We had Isaac. Like, I'm just looking at the bench. Like, Isaac came in. Clark was out, but, you know, I don't even think, like, you know, there's no change to our rotation to what we did the week prior. The only difference was Cruz was playing, Clark was out. But
yeah,
you would have thought that would have improved, like, somewhat, you know, improved the side, but it didn't. I just don't know what to say, to be honest. Yeah. Like, it's just, I just can't put my finger on what went wrong. Like, I know there was just errors. Like, maybe we just set the tone at the start of the game, like, we were throwing passes, it was hitting the deck and causing errors and who knows what. They're just probably just playing half-ass, and Newcastle, they obviously picked up on that and took advantage of it.
Yeah. What's going on with Thomas McKayley? Like, why isn't he playing? Why isn't he getting a run?
Yeah. Who knows? He's come over from Super League. He was doing really well over there, and he's played 12 minutes off the bench against Dolphins, and we haven't seen him again. Like, I think he's been named a couple of times in the extended bench, but I just haven't seen him.
We're lacking size off the bench, and I thought that, like, he would be perfect. He'd be perfect in that role, especially with Aaron Clark going down early. I thought he would have slotted in there, but.
Hopefully see him soon, because, you know, it's like we're kind of counting on these young blokes like Cleese and Isaac, and they're quality players, but they, as you said, they just lack size.
Yeah, they're like, you know, it's all good and well to have Cleese and Isaac and Joe Vuna in there, but, like, we've got to make a decision between one of the other, either Cleese or Isaac, because. Yeah, we need some size in there that can get the hard yards and just get down and dirty. And Our bench is, and yeah, I know we're missing Jamin and also not having Bowie there would put Chris Randall in the middle as well. But yeah, it's just brutal. It's like these, it's just killing us. Those bench rotations at the moment are just not that great. Also, Tanner Boyd just reverted back to his old self again with his kicking game. He had an absolute shocker with the boot. Just gone from one of his best games of the year, well, his best game in the Titans jersey to that was very disappointing. He did not control the ball, did not kick the ball very well, and it's always put us under pressure with his kicks.
Yeah, look, I think he's a main contributor, like, you know, poor pass decisions. I think I've said before, like, a lot of those passes in that first half, they went to nobody, or they went into touch, and it was just, like, just rushed, trying to be a hero. And, like, I feel sometimes he might just read into his own press and then just overplay his hand a bit, but I don't know. I think he just needs to slow it down, just go back to playing just basic footy, and the points will come.
Yeah. That's in games like that where you're struggling to run, get the ball out of your own half because of errors and whatnot, really need to be kicking long and finding space. Like, I don't think he's a single one of his kicks found the turf. In the opposition half, and it was just makes it hard for your team to get on there. But yeah, look, that was just disappointing. Really wish they didn't do that. Really wish they did the winning instead of the losing. But
yeah, that's it.
It's not to be, and you just hope they can shake it off and, you know, work hard. And they've done that. You know, they've had a couple of kind of gut wrenching losses this year, and come back and, you know, put in two good performances against Power and Manly, and who were, you know, Power maybe not in the top eight, but they're, you know, a bit of a bogey side, and Manly were second on the ladder at the time when we beat them. So you'd like to think they can come back against the Dogs this week and right the wrongs. So we'll see.
Yeah, look, I hope so. And you never know. Maybe this is just the loss that the guys needed, like brought them back down to earth a little bit, and yeah, maybe they'll just focus, take on the Dogs. Like, their Dogs are they're in a bit of a shambles themselves. So I think it'll be an interesting test just to see where we're at.
Yeah, absolutely. Just also just want to highlight big day for Fita with the wheels running 90 odd meters to score a try. That was electric.
Oh, he's quick. He's quick.
The big man's got the pace.
Well, just I reckon if he did that last year, he'd probably be gassed by the 30 metre line, mate.
Yeah, absolutely.
On our end,
mate, he made Lachlan Miller look like he was just running on the spot.
Oh, he did.
That's pretty. Lachie Miller too is supposed to be, well, you know, a fast bully, and he was in Dave's slipstream the whole way down, and Caleb Ponga beat him to Dave from the other side of the field. So that's pretty average from but anyway. Look, Newcastle, too good. They turned it on the second half and they took advantage of our mistakes. You know, we really needed to be 20 points up at halftime, because the way that the Knights were playing in that first half, we should have just absolutely ripped them to pieces. But unfortunately, we were playing just as dog shit and kept them in the game. So,
that's it.
All right, we'll put a bow on that. We'll move on. Look, we'll do our points for this week. I'm just going to bring out the stats here. I've got them written down. Look, I don't know if you've got yours yet. Have you got yours or?
Oh, mate, I'm just going to close my eyes and point at some players.
All right, I'll start off with mine because, I guess I've got mine written down. For 1 point, I'm going to go Brian Kelly. He probably one of his better games in a losing effort. 155 meters. He was the second highest out of the lot, with Dave getting the 230. Had, you know, two line breaks, one try assist. Sorry, two line break assists, one try assist, 150 meters, seven tackle breaks. He played well. What did he get? Two offloads. Did he score a try? I can't remember now.
No,
he didn't. No try. But yeah, look, I thought he played pretty well. And I've been a pretty big critic of him. So, and someone had to get a point. So he gets that. For 2 points, I go to Phil Sami. He got a try, seven tackle breaks, two hit ups, 133 meters, 46 post contact meters. Solid effort all round from Phil. He's just been pretty. He's been great this year, and I hope he does get. Of course, do you notice that all the Origin talk getting around from the Queensland side? No one, not a single person, is even mentioning Phil Sami. They're all going Selwyn Cobbo this, Coates this, Xavier Coates that, Corey Oates this. Like,
yeah,
Phil Sami's having a much better year than all three of those, and I would love to see him in the Queensland side.
Well, I often disrespect, like I think we spoke about last week, about like that team, that Queensland team selector thing that people can do, and Sami's not even mentioned.
Yeah,
you've got Brimson mentioned twice.
Yeah, Alex Brimson. AJ Brimson. We can get him to play 5'8" and fullback.
Hey, mate, I picked him for both, so.
But yeah, and my 3 points obviously go to Dave Fifita. Big game. He's getting better every week, which is hard to say, which is amazing because he's been really good all year. So looking forward to seeing big Dave in the Maroon and carving him up. I think he'd thrive within this team, in that Maroons environment, and hopefully he can learn a lot from the team when he gets in there. So Trent, who have you got?
Yes, look, I've thrown my dart at the board, and look, I'm going to give one to Mo. I feel Mo has got a lot of love this year, mate. So this is just out of love, this one. Look, I thought he worked hard. Like, I think he got most tackles, 43. Had 130-odd run meters. I thought he was solid. He just got in there, did his job, and I think he was probably a bit of a shining light out of our forwards other than Dave to the side. I'd give my one to Mo. Brian, I think he'll get my two. I thought he was quite good. Phil didn't see much of him in the second half, but I feel in that first half, I think he was the only player actually, got in there, did his job. I don't know if he made any errors. I think he had pretty good there. So, I'll give it to Brian. Got try assist as well, which is a bonus.
Yeah.
And then three, Dave. Dave worked hard. He was a standout in our entire squad, to be honest. Like, I feel everything he did, he just turned it on, and he scored a couple of tries, got rewarded, and I think that second one he was rewarded for his hard work, and it showed. Yeah. So probably the only one who cared on Sunday. So three today.
He looks. I've got to say, I'm so impressed with Dave at the moment. Just his work ethic and what he's doing, and he's really shut everyone up too. Because that was their main criticism, was that he just doesn't do the hard work. Only turns up when he's running at a halfback, and he's really putting in the hard yards. He's doing all the tough carries at the start of each set. He's always working hard on his defense. You know, Tino even said in the press conference that he's just so proud of how hard Dave's working and where he's at. So,
100%. And, I know Origin's around the corner, but you're right. Like, I couldn't tell you the last time I read a Courier Mailer article saying that, Dave Feed is overpaid and, he's you know, he's not doing his job. And but yeah, I'm like, you know, they I feel like everybody just focused on last year, and a lot of people just forget last year he had a shitty year with injuries. Like,
Yeah.
he came off the bench not because he was, you know, being demoted or anything like that. It's because he probably couldn't play 80 minutes.
Yeah,
So
exactly.
they brought him on as the impact, as an impact player. And yeah, he did his job, but you know, he wasn't going to be as effective as what he has been this year. So, you know, I'm really proud of Dave, and I really hope he gets his Origin jersey back. And yeah, look out, Blues.
Yeah, absolutely. Thoroughly deserved.
I'm no expert. I just love the game. But more than that, I love the community. If you're a fan of rugby league or the NRL, you'll love Big T's Tees. Unique, affordable, and made for fans. Find a link to the online store in the show notes below. You'd look good in one of Big T's Tees.
Here you go, David. Go and get another try. Your third.
Hello and welcome to Bad Life Titans. I'm Matt. With me is Tommy and Trent, and we are three gentlemen that have made bad life choices and ended up Titans fans. Gentlemen, back-to-back wins.
Good evening.
How good is it?
Bloody great. I'm still pumped from Sunday night's performance. I didn't think we would get there. I thought we were gonna, you know, cave like we normally do, but yes. What a win. What a feeling.
It was good. It was good. Edge of your seat stuff, because everyone thought, oh no, here we go. But yeah. No, we'll get into that a bit later. Tommy, how are you doing, mate?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'm doing really well. Great coming off a win like that against opposition, which, you know, on a table isn't doing too great, but you know, regardless, the Eels are still Eels and they're a dangerous side, no matter what time of year played them. So to get a win over them and break the 6 years, as the Eels admin says, 1 year and 6 years. But no, it was really good to see. And yeah, been a great week.
It has, apart from the bloody blistering cold.
Yeah, fuck that.
It must be cold where you are, Tommy. It's been freezing here.
I've got the heater on. I'm in tracksuit, so man, I'm snuck up right now.
Did you get any snow?
No, not yet. Just a lot of frost at the moment.
Yeah, it snowed all through Bathurst and Lithgow on Monday and Tuesday. Yeah, I'm actually not far away from you, mate. I'm in Gloucester at the moment.
Oh yeah, fair.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Anyway, let's get into the news. The big news, the exciting news, especially coming off the weekend where he played an integral part of the win. Home is where the heart is. Campbell recommits to the Gold Coast. Young gun Jaden Campbell will remain a second-generation Titan until the end of 2026, with the 23-year-old inking a two-year contract extension to his current deal. The son of foundation player Preston Campbell is one of the most exciting talents in the NRL season in the NRL since making his debut in 21 and dominated in his 30th first grade game on the weekend against Parramatta. It's only been 30 games. Wow. On Magic Round. A graduate of the Titans Pathway Systems, the Helensvale Hornets Jr. has a burning desire to bring premiership success to the Gold Coast following the club's long-term involvement with him and his family. I've always wanted to be a Titan, and I've always wanted to be a one club person. The Titans have done a lot for me and my family, and I'd like to do the same for them. Hopefully, that's with bringing success and winning premierships. Coach Holbrook is elated to have the young talent locked in long term with the club. Everyone loves JC, and I'm excited that he'll remain a Titan until the end of 26. He's such a natural footy player and he's a big part of our team. He worked extremely hard on his game and continues to impress every time he pulls on a Titans jersey. Not only is he electrifying in attack, but he also shines to be fearless in defence and has proven to be such a valuable player for our roster with his ability to play in several positions. He loves the club as much as we love him. Aww. And he joins our strong group of core players who are locked in long term and continue to building success, sustained success here on the coast. Campbell is the 7th Titan to commit to Titans until the end of 26, joining Tino, Fifita, AJ, Bo, Kino, and Lofi. Oh, geez, that was hard to read. Yeah, that's awesome. Like, coming off all the speculation just recently and will he, won't he stay? Will he go to Parramatta? You know, yada, yada, yada. It's even though our man on the inside was saying there's absolutely zero chance he's leaving, it's just good to finally have pen to paper. And I look forward to what JC can do. He played probably one of his better games, or one of his better all-round games, I think, on the weekend. Didn't overplay his hand, was really solid in defence and solid under the high ball. And, yeah, it's good to have him.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's, again, it's just like we're starting to build that nucleus of players now around the club who are staying long term. He's all a bit nervous about everyone signing to the end of 26, but, you know, I suppose when you look at those names, I think I'm kind of glad that they're hanging around until then, but we'll worry about that when the time comes. But, yeah, I think we've got such a good, you know, bunch of players that we can build the club around, and you know, it gives like fans familiar faces to get to know, and you know, I think it's excellent for the club. So yeah, good on you, Jaden, and good to see that he's staying on the coast.
Yeah, you're bang on, and I think for me, what I've taken out of this is not only is he, you know, staying because, you know, his parents are up here, his siblings are up here. But I also think it's a big indication of where the club is at. The fact that, you know, we're getting to keep these young talents and we're not losing them to, you know, rivals like the Broncos or, you know, them heading down to Sydney because they think they'll get a better chance of winning a premiership there. The fact that this year alone we've managed to keep Campbell, Lofi, Fifita, and most of them, you know, before their contract expires, I think it's a big testament to where the club's heading. I think it's a big testament to what the club is building. And I think I do believe there is a plan there for Jaden. You know, obviously the fullback spot, we've got AJ Campbell and now Keanu coming through the ranks, who we'll get onto a bit later, but you know, I do think there is a plan for Jaden, and you know, I do, you know, from what we've heard, it's, you know, he'll be a long term six, and I mean, I can see it working 100%. I mean, you've got Preston, you know, who was the number six for the Panthers when they won their premiership. I think he won that Clive Churchill Medal. I think yeah, I can't exactly remember, but you know, he has his old man who knows how to play six. You've got Kieran Foran there. He'll teach him, like, everything is really set up for Jaden to take over that number six role personally. And I think, you know, once he gets a bit more muscle, gets better on a goal line defense, I think, you know, him at number six and whoever at seven, whether it's Tana or Toby, you've got probably Keanu at fullback with AJ in a centers. That's what I think anyway. But yeah, again, either way, just to keep him now, just to get that rival interest shut down straight away and whatnot, it's really good to see. And I mean, it's journalists can't milk this for days to come. So
yeah,
it's good to see all around.
That's the big thing. There's been a lot of, well, I mean, they've really nipped all the speculation in the bud this year. Like the day for Fifita saga was sewn up pretty quickly, and now Jaden Campbell's been sewn up. So, yeah, move on to Joe Stimson or something. moving on, the Titans have released their Indigenous jersey, and once again, they've absolutely smashed it. The Titans jersey has been designed by Narelle Urquhart, a Wiradjuri woman with connections to the Bundjalung Nation of the Northern Rivers. Tells the story of the club's past, its future, and the people it represents. I'd just like to say that every year the Titans release an Indigenous jersey. It's one of my favourite jerseys. They absolutely nail it every single year. And I was saying in the group chat, boys, I want to buy a jersey this year. I've just picked myself up a foundation jersey from 2007. But now it's between this and the Magic Round. But the more I look at this jersey, the more I want this one. It is absolute fire.
Yeah, I think they always do well. Like, you know, they've got real connections with the Indigenous people around the Gold Coast region, and also Northern Rivers. And I feel every year they always seem to go through that process of consulting and, you know, finding the right fit for the club and kind of represents the whole region. So, yeah, kudos to the coast. And no, I really liked the I really liked the colour schemes. I enjoyed the Magic Round jersey with that yellow around the top of the jersey and the
skyline.
The skyline. Like, I just love how they kind of stuck with that colour scheme, and it's fire. So yeah, well done.
It really pops. Yeah. Like, these colours really, really pop.
They do.
Yeah, they've always done a great job, like you boys have said. And, you know, I think that's also due to the fact that, you know, the Titans, you know, when you think about it, we've always had a very big group of players that are Indigenous throughout our history. And, you know, last few years since they've been doing an Indigenous jersey, I think that's really shone through the fact that, you know, we've got so many Indigenous boys in a squad. You know, we, like you said, Trent, would consult with different communities around the region to make sure that they get the best product they can. You know, it's just really good to see the club takes this jersey like so seriously and so passionately. And yeah, I think I'll probably be copping this one, to be honest. It's absolutely gorgeous, and I'm due for a new jersey, so.
We lost Tommy, have we?
I'm here.
Ah, yeah, cool. Sorry. I thought you just cut out mid-sentence.
No, I'm finished.
Yeah, no, it's just you just gushing over that jersey, and I don't blame you. That one, that's a keeper. I was saying I've got Preston Campbell's Indigenous jersey that he designed and signed, and I just wish JC would release one, because I'll be all over that too. But I'm definitely getting this one. Okay, let's move on to the recap. On Sunday night, in an absolute fucking potato patch, the Gold Coast Titans defeated the Parramatta Eels 26 points to 24 in front of a packed Suncorp Stadium for Magic Round, to round out Magic Round. The 26 points come from a first-half double to Kieran Foran, a first-half double to Lofi Campiera, who absolutely murdered Kieran Foran's hat-trick. Brian Kelly with a try in the end to ice it. Tanner Boyd, 3 from 5. The 24 points to Eels come from Mike Acevo, hat-trick, Clint Gutho, and Andrew Davey with a try. Mitch Moses, 1 from 4, and Clint Gutherson, 1 from 1, and a penalty goal. This was a really good game. All around, we saw the old tale start to play out in the second half. The boys were gassed. Parra were just relentlessly at us, but you know, that try to Kelly at the end was obviously the match winner. But I don't know, like, there was just such a great team effort across the board. There wasn't anyone really there wasn't anyone that was lacking there. Everyone was putting in, everyone was turning up. Kieran Foran's playing there with half a leg, Loffy's out there just rinsing fools and doing magic tricks down the field. Kelly's, you know, starting to get a bit of form back. JC was immense. All the forwards, I thought the forwards were a little bit, I don't know, I thought it was quite even through the forward pack, to be honest. I don't think we dominated, but we weren't dominated. You know, Dave had a really good game, even though he only got 146 metres. But he got a try assist and a line break assist. Like, I just, and, you know, Sami with 200 metres. It's just such a good game all round. And, yeah, I'm just so happy with him.
Yeah, definitely. And, like, look, I was a little bit worried there. Thibault scored that first minute and I thought, oh, here we go. We're going to lose by 50 here. But, you know, the boys regroup, held their nerve. And, you know, I feel as like we just match Parramatta. Like, there's a lot of times in the game where we were parked on our own line and defended well. You know, we couldn't get out of our own half. But, you know, the boys just, you know, grinded their way out, got a penalty, and you know, they kind of like they found points off the back of that. They took those opportunities that were handed to them. And, you know, I know Gutherson got simmed in at the start because he was a bit of a cat, a bit scared. But, you know, like we capitalised off that. Like Foz, you know, scored two tries and nearly had a third. And, you know, Loughy, he got a double as well. Like we just matched Parramatta. And I was a little bit worried at the end there, like, you know, Moses went off and Brown kind of took the game by the scruff of the neck and had scored a try there. Or I think it was Davey scored a try late. Yeah, in that second half. But, you know, I think we held our own and, you know, come up with the results. But, yeah, like just full credit to the boys.
100%.
Yeah, it was just one of those games. Like you said, Trent score. In the first minute, you go, oh, shit, you know, this is tight. It's worth growing to hate in recent years. But to their credit, they just stuck it. Like, this is a game in years gone by that we would lose because we could see it very early on and boys just get deflated and then they score a second and a third and it's just game over by the 20th minute, you know. But they really stuck to it and, like, I know a lot of people have said, oh, you know, the Titans are fortunate, but, you know, Gutherson got sin bin. But you've also seen in recent years, but a player going to the sin bin doesn't necessarily translate into scoring points.
Correct.
We did. And that's massive, absolutely massive. The fact that we went up to their try line like four times and managed to come away with two tries, that's massive for the club. And it's massive just to see them play attacking football. You know, obviously Kieran Foran rolling back the years, producing some magic for himself, scoring two great tries. And I can tell, you could tell he was a bit dirty that Loafy didn't pass to him. But bro, that try that Loafy scored, bro, like that was mental. And as soon as he kicked it, I know, he's got this. Because there's no way Gutherson was keeping up with Loafy. And
you had more confidence than me when I seen him kick it. I was holding my breath.
He's gone touch.
Yeah,
that's more concerned. But once you could see that it wasn't, that's when I'm like, oh yeah, no, he's got this. Because that back boy, like, I think, let me get the stats up real quick. From memory, I think he's like second for tries this year.
Yeah, he's
played nine games, scored 11 tries. Like, we haven't seen that since, well, like, obviously Don was a very good try scorer, but we haven't seen that since prior Dave Mead.
He sort of reminds me more of Kevin Gordon than Meadie for some reason. I think he's got that. Gordon just had that raw speed.
Pull a rabbit out of the hat, scored tries off kicks and
he was just that freak before he became a cooked before he became a cooker.
Yeah,
that's true. But yeah, like But yeah, just to see a Tigers player on, not just in the top 10, but in the top five, hell, even a top three for tries, like that's massive. We just haven't had that for years. A guy who could just score tries. Again, like I said, we've had Anthony Don, but usually he ends up with 10 tries a season. What if he's done it in 9 games? Like, that's massive, you know, and you got... and I had to laugh. I remember after the Dragons game in round two, my mum said, oh, that young guy, he should go back to reserve grade. You know, he's obviously not ready. Ever since then, it's been killing it.
Thanks, Tom's mum.
I should get her to roast some more players.
Yeah, could she start roasting Joe Stimson?
I'll ask her after tonight. But Lofi's playing well. I mean, and that try from Brian Kelly, that's vintage Brian Kelly to me. Like, that's the Kelly that we grew to love. Just barnstorming center. You know, like, you look at him, you don't really think he's that big, but when you actually watch him, he's fucking strong.
Yeah,
like, he's massively strong. So to get that try and whatnot, that's Brian Kelly, and I think we're starting to see that resurgence to form. I mean, he could very well keep out Aaron Shoup for as long as he wants at the moment. Kelly, like,
looks like he's might be he's playing on the edge.
Yeah, he's playing on the right side in the forwards. Yeah. He scored a double and. Yeah, nice. Tore it up.
So Joe might be looking over his shoulder, mate. So
I tell you, when that rain hit, was it the second game, midway through the second game, or just before the second game of the Sunday, I was very nervous. I was extremely nervous about how the pitch would play and how the Titans would turn up. But I thought the pitch actually held up all right, considering it was a bit. It looked choppy, but you know, there was the most injury-free round of the year so far. If you would believe that it's actually true, that come from NRL physio. I thought, just all in all, they really controlled that first half. They took charge. They took advantage of the man up. And they didn't let it get to them when they didn't score points in every set. You know, if they miss out, they just get back into their job and go back and do it. And you can see it that they're starting to believe in themselves and believe in this defense. And they understand how hard you have to work to win an NRL game. And it's starting to happen. And, you know, they could have easily lost that game. And if they did, I think that would have broken them for the rest of the year. Yeah. But they don't. They got away with it, and this is the sort of game. And now, not to get too ahead of ourselves, but they've got a bit of an easy patch of the draw before the bye. They've got Newcastle this Bulldogs this week, Newcastle the week after. You start to look pretty good.
Swap around.
I was right. Was
swap around. Newcastle
this week. Yeah. So Newcastle this week, Doggies next week. You're starting to look like, you're starting to think, hang on a minute, they've won four on the trot. You know, they'll be, you know, pushing top six. I think they're seventh now. They'll be pushing top six, going into the bye, freshen up and start again. You know, the Rabbits will be coming. The Rabbits will be, you know, they'll have the Rabbits and then, you know, a bit of a tough draw through the Origin period. But this is the sort of win that can boost them and bring them, you know, pull them in together and really really help them springboard into the rest of the year. And I just hope they build on this and they build on how hard they had to work.
Definitely. And look, I think it's, you know, I think this time of year, it's a good time to start to hit a patch of form.
Yeah,
like it kind of gives you an indicator of where you actually are, do sit in the competition, and Like, I always find, like, those sides that do really well at the start of the season, they seem to, like, drop off. And then the ones who kind of, like, you know, a bit patchy, find a bit of form, they always seem to, you know, come good at the right time. And I feel the Titans are actually building to come good at the right time. And as you said, they're believing in themselves. Like, I know we're talking, like, a few weeks ago, we're talking about Tanner Boyd, like, his confidence was shot after that Brisbane and Dolphins game. Like, he had 21 kicks. For 829 meters.
Yeah.
Like, that is unheard of or unseen by Tanner Boyd.
Yeah.
That's showing that he's actually backing himself.
Yeah. I'll put my hand up. I've been a pretty heavy critic of Tanner Boyd this year, and I'll put my hand up and say, hand on my heart, I was impressed. And that was the best game I've seen Tanner Boyd, you know, just kicked the absolute shit out of the ball and was pinpoint, like, in that second half. Was just pinpoint with his kicks, you know, kicking the ball to 2 meters off the goal line, you know, on the full, giving the defenders a chance to run up and attack attack Sivo, who was catching the ball, and just pin him down. You know, there was another kick, I think in the first half, or maybe it was in the second half, when they're under the pump and he's just roosted the ball all the way down on the third tackle, got them on the back foot. And you know, had kept them camped down. I know Gutho made a break and they sort of got out there, but they had to fight to get out of their thing. And that was just such an impressive game from Tano, and I'm so happy that he's, you know, hopefully this is like the rest of the team. This is the game helps him turn a corner and become who we need him to become.
Definitely.
Yeah, I didn't realise he'd kick for that much. Like, I know he had a very good kicking game, but that's crazy. Like, does anyone know the record for the most kicking meters in a game? Like,
no, I don't
find out for you.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but he was good. What were your thoughts on the use of Keanu Kinney?
Nervous.
Yeah. Yeah.
When we brought him on, I didn't mind it because the game was still in our favour. You know, they didn't really have much attack eels, but then after Kelly scored the try, they started targeting Kinney. Well, that's what I saw. And we said in a group chat, okay, you know, Kinney, you've had your fun little stint. Let's get Randall back on. But to his credit, he stuck it out and, you know, he didn't back away from any challenge. He you know, he did help set up the last try to Kelly, I suppose. So, you know, overall, can't really complain about the lad. He did his job when he needed to, and he got a win on his debut. I can't really be upset. Like,
yeah, I'm happy for him. He got his game and that, but yeah, that. It was just not the right play, I don't think, bringing him on in that situation. But he didn't do anything wrong. Like, he didn't look out of his depth, but he's just a kid in that sort of situation. I'm glad Leeming's on for this game again. I think it's just a more rounded, well-rounded bench.
I think Leeming, like, you know, I suppose it's evident, like, when Keeney came on, the service was very slow. It was a bit lethargic. And as I said, no disrespect to the kid, like, he's a gun player. We all know that. But I just don't feel he's suited for that, you know, that 14 utility role coming on a hooker. You know, I think I'd rather see him somewhere fitting in that back line or you know, potentially in the halves if we're that desperate, but you know, he's a gun player. He came up with a pass that led to the match winning try. So, you know, he held his nerve. He didn't make any mistakes. He did his job. So, but yeah, I'd be probably more comfortable next time with Leeming coming on at that point in the game. And because we all know that he's got a good running game, he's got good
His service. Defense was solid,
at dummy half. So, you know, it's, and yeah, his defense as well, and probably would have been great at that point in the game where, you know, a lot of our players are gassed. So, but anyway, look, you know, at the end of the day, Keeney's got that experience. He might look back at that and say, you know what, I could do this better. And maybe when he's training, he shows something a bit different to Holbrook, and that's why he was put in the position when he, when where he found himself. So look, you know, I'm not sad that he made his debut. I'm really happy to see him out there playing first grade, and I hope to see a lot more of him in the future.
Yeah. No, I just there's so much I want to say, like, but I just can't say it. Like, they're just so proud of the boys. I'm just so happy. I would have been absolutely borderline suicidal if they lost that. just you know, because they didn't deserve to lose. They deserved to win, and they played their guts out. So yeah, I think, and just, you know, just to see the para admin have a sook, Brad Arthur having a sook, yeah, it was great. All right, have we got anything else to say on this?
Yeah, nothing more from me.
Tommy,
just pray out. Just really proud of the lads. That's all I can say, really.
All right. Okay, we'll go on to the Steve Michaels Memorial Award. And I haven't kicked it off yet, so I'll have a kick off for this one and give my points. It's really hard because there's about four or five players that I want to give points to. But I'm hoping you guys will cover them. For me, my 1 point's going to Lofi. Ran for 200 meters, two tries, just really solid game. Probably the best game he's played all year. Probably deserving more points, but the other two, I think, are a bit more deserving. Tana Boyd, for the first time, I think he's getting points. I'm not sure, but yeah, he's my 2 points. Best game he's played as a Titan. Kicked the shit out of the ball. Solid in defence. Just didn't overplay his hand. Worked well with the forwards. And my 3 points is going to the old man Foran. Not just for the two tries, but he's absolutely busted at the moment, and he's been busted for weeks. He's having to take needles to play. And you can see every time he walks off the field, I feel like he's about to collapse every step he takes. The man is absolutely busted, and he's playing his guts out. To say he's just up here for a holiday to bank a check is ridiculous. And I couldn't be more happier that he's in our team. I just want to give him some recognition for the game, for what he's doing for the club. You can see the experience he's bringing and what he brings to this club. And yeah. I think he deserves a shout out. Who's going next, Tommy or Trent?
Yeah, righto. So by 1 point, this is hard.
Yeah.
Although a bit unorthodox, by 1 point I'm going to give to Kelly. Yes, he obviously scored the match winner, but he had a solid game all round. Yeah, he ran for 188 meters. He made 15 tackles. That's, you know, for 88%. I can't really complain.
Yeah.
You know, he just did his job and he did it well. You know, he helped set up. Oh shit, I can't think. He helped set up Lofi's first try with that pass. So, yeah, I'm losing my mind here. Anyway, my 2 points. Yeah, look, I'm going to give them the Foran. You know, two tries, fantastic, but he just had that old head, like you said, Manny. Like, you pretty much covered my thoughts. You know, it's just an old head out there. He's committed to the club. He wants to do the best for the club, and he can see that, you know. And that's why we brought him in. He's just committed to the club, and you love to see that for him. My 3 points... This is hard because you can give this to pretty much any player in the team, I reckon. But I'm going to give them to Jaden. He was instrumental in that back line. You know, the kick diffuses he had were crucial to our win. You know, he made a couple good tackles. He was right in the attack. Like, I just think if we don't play him at fullback, we might not have gotten a result based on his kick diffusals as well. So, yeah, look, yeah, I'm going to go Jaden for my three.
Nice. Trent?
Oh, geez, this is hard. I'm just, like, looking at everybody and I'm just thinking, oh, my God. Can I give 1 point to everyone? Is we have enough? But, look, probably a 1 point, a little bit different. Again, Phil Sammy. I feel he's hasn't got – I don't think we've gotten a bit of love, but he's actually, you know, ran 209 metres, 20 runs, 43 post-contact metres, 10 tackle breaks.
Yeah, that's huge, 10 tackle breaks. Like,
he – like that run in that – like that led – eventually led to Kelly's try, that was off the back of Phil Sammy.
Yeah, yeah.
Streaking down off the down the wing, like –
and I thought he was gone too. I thought he had it.
I thought he did too. And I think the one thing which I'm really loving about Sammy at the moment is he seems like he runs it straight and he cuts in kind of like, you know, around 20, 10 meters and either takes a tackle or passes or offloads it, whatever. Yeah. And it always seems to lead to something. So, you know, 1 point to Sammy. You know, I'm really impressed. And, you know, if he's not in the mix for Origin this year, I don't know what games Billy's watching. But, Phil Sam for one. Two, I'm going to go Loffy. You know, two tries, that magnificent one off the off that kick, which should have been Foran's hat-trick, but, you know, he scored a try. So I was able to shove my heart back down my throat into my chest. So, but again, 213 run meters. Like, I feel like it, you know, both our wingers were exceptional.
Yeah, up against some big boys too.
They were. And like, Sammy's a lot bigger than what he was a few years ago, but Loffy, he's still pretty young. He's still bulking up. So, for him to just, you know, take on those big boys and run the ball and not shy away from anything and just back himself. It's just impressive, and he's just going to get better and better and better. And you know, I hope he stays injury free, because, you know, I want to see a lot more of him this year.
Yeah.
And look, three. Look, oh geez, you know, you're to Foz. You know, I think your boys covered it before. He generally cares about the club. He's playing his heart out there. He's got a broken toe or foot or, you know, whatever's happening down there. But he's you know, he's busted. Like, I was a bit worried when he signed with the club. I knew he was going to bring experience, but I was just thinking, oh, this guy's a bit done. But week after week he's coming in, he's turning up. Even when he's like limping around the field and can't move, he seems to be shouting orders out to the boys. And, you know, I feel if we didn't have him out there on Sunday night, I don't think we would have come away as a result. And I'm not thinking about his tries. I'm thinking about his experience.
Yeah.
And his way to lead the boys around the park. So, yeah, 3 points, Foz.
Yeah, nice. I can't argue with those. I just want to give, I'm glad you gave Sammy some love. It was so hard not to give him some love. It was hard not to give Dave some love. And it was really hard not to give Tino some love. Everyone across the board played really well. Great. Good stuff. Looking forward to how they do it this week and muscling up, and yeah, can't wait.
Yeah, it's a tough assignment, that's for sure.
Yeah, backing it up, coming down off that and backing it up is going to be a big one, but I'm sure they can do it.
Okay, moving on to the preview. The Gold Coast Titans take on the Canterbury Bulldogs this Sunday at 2 p.m. down there at, oh, shit, where is it? Accor Stadium. I was just down there the other day, actually. I went to Wu-Tang Clan and the NAS down there at the Olympic Park. I was mad.
Yeah, right.
It was awesome. Absolutely epic.
Wu-Tang Clan was still getting around.
Yeah, mate, they did their New York State of Mind. NAS, like the Wu-Tang did three sets, NAS did two, and they alternated. And NAS's second set, he come out, he turned the bass up to like 50 because it literally rattled my teeth. My teeth were rattling in my jaw. We had VIP access, so we were right up the front. And
that's awesome.
And NAS was just absolutely blew our eardrums out. It was pretty good. It was just a good all-around concert. So I'm really happy. If in Wu-Tang, if you're listening, thanks for that. RZA came out on the set for their last set in a bloody South. Yep. He had a South hat on. and he's like, and everyone's like, what the fuck? And he gets out there and he goes, these South Sydney Rabbitohs, they're my favorite rugby team. And everyone's like, boom. Get the fuck off. He's like, oh, fuck. And he threw the hat in the crowd.
Well, someone probably kept it.
Yeah, that backfired massively on him. So unlucky he was. All right, moving on to the actual football talk. The Gold Coast Titans, they line up with Jaden Campbell, fullback, Loffy, apparently, and Phil Sami on the wings, but that is definitely going to change. Brian Kelly, Jojo Fifita in the centres, Four and a Boyd in the halves, Mo and Tino in the front row with Chris Randall at hooker, Fifita and Stimson in the back row with Isaac Liu at the lock forward. The bench is Lemming, Clark, Haas, and Vuna. And Shop is named at 18th man, so he will definitely make his way in and hopefully shore up that right side defence. Thomas McKayley has been named at 19, and Isaac's been named at 20, so who knows? We will see. I would like to see Thomas get in there at some stage. Our bench is really small, and
we need
something. I like Cleese, and I like what Tino, Isaac, and Cleese are doing, but you know, we need to win games and we need to put our best side out. And I think Thomas is part of our best 17. So we'll see.
Yeah, definitely will. I'd really like to see more than 12 minutes from Thomas this year. And I think Bulldogs is probably a good starting point just to, you know, ease him into the game. But, you know, if I could restructure that bench and I was a selector, I'd probably move Cleese out. Yeah. I'll bring McKayley in, or even probably even more spicy. We wanted to keep Cleese. I'd just maybe just remove Leeming, mate. I'd probably play Randall for 80 minutes.
Yeah, for 80, yeah.
Absolutely. If he can play 80 minutes, but...
Well, I think, well, he has. I'm pretty sure he has because we've had two fullbacks on the bench. So...
That's true. Yeah. So he's capable. So I don't know why I've got this utility, but anyway, we'll obviously just a Cruz probably gives a bit of coverage there, you know, probably in the halves if someone goes down or at hooker. But anyway,
yeah.
Well, but they're my thoughts of the bench anyway. But anyway, shop coming into the side, I mean, again. And
if you want to have a look at light benches, have a look at the Bulldogs bench. They've got Josh Reynolds, Jaden Ockenbaugh, Sam Hughes and Raymond for Taylor Mariner. Holy dooly. I mean, the key to this game is staying within just hanging with the Bulldogs and capitalizing on Tevita Pangai Jr.'s absolute brain snaps because he's due for about three a game. He's an absolute lunatic. And then Josh Reynolds comes on and he's just not Josh. He is an absolute spud. So, really. I mean, they should be like the Titans. If they just hold the ball, run hard, tackle hard, they should put plenty on the Dogs. And I can't, if they lose this, it's season over.
Like, and look, you look at it like we've got at lock, they've got Harrison Edwards, inexperienced. Like, there's a lot of inexperience in that dog side. Olapoo, or however you pronounce his surname. Apologies if I've offended anybody. I think he's only played a handful of games as well.
Yeah.
You know, Karaz is just coming back from injury, so he's probably, I don't know how he's travelling. I haven't watched him watch last week's Dogs game, but, you know, he might be a little bit fragile as well. So, look, I feel there's a lot of gaps in that Dog side, and as you called out, that interchange, like, if all those players are all on the field at the same time, we will roll them.
Oh, for sure. 100%. You got to hope you get all their interchange on at the same time, because if that's the case, like, there's no way that, yeah. Look, this is a game that I don't like. It's what is it? It's May 6th, 18. There's no real must-win games. We're one game out of the top eight. But this game is a must-win game. Like, they need to win this game. If they don't win this, there's no point even turning up for the rest of the season. The Dogs are horrible.
That's it.
They've recruited poorly. They're coached poorly. Yeah,
there's, you can't say much about the Doggies. And you're right. Like, these are games where we should be getting the 2 points. And it could be the difference at the back end of the season where, you know, we might finish 9th or 10th and be 2 points out of the eight and look back on it and go, hey, we should have won that. Should have won that game against the Dogs, or should have won against the Knights. Like, these are ones where the points are up for grabs and they're achievable, but the boys just need to turn up. And if they turn up like last week, then far out. Like, I don't know, but I think they'll have a point to prove. Like, you know, I think that loss against Newcastle, as I think I said before, it probably would have humbled them, brought them back down to earth, and gone, oh shit, we need to do something here.
We need to work. But that's what we did last 2 weeks, is work hard.
We need to actually catch the footy and hold on to it. Like, and look, Lofie, he's a huge omission, and I know he's been rested, but, you know, I really hope everything's all okay with him, because I know, like, first grade, it can be pretty tough. And, you know, I know we've only, I still feel we've only got half the story, but, you know, I hope he's all okay, and, you know, hope he rests up, and looking forward to seeing him back after the bye.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, mate. Like, I know I sort of went off a little bit there, but if there is more to it, and it's a little bit more, what's the word I'm looking for? Not as black and white, I guess. Hope he's okay, but we'll see. Hopefully more comes out.
Yeah.
Look, just this is a win they should have, a win they need to have, and they need to win comfortably too, because the for and against are starting to slip away. They're minus 29. The Raiders are minus 29, and they're in seventh. But yeah. This is they're only out of the top eight on for and against too, because the Warriors have the bye this week, so a win here and a comfortable one will hopefully get us closer to that. But boys, just do us proud, you fuckers. All right, we didn't put the tweet out again, so no Twitter questions, unfortunately.
I won't surprise you with any chat GPTs this week, mate. So.
No, bloody Elon. Here's hoping. I've got a 50th birthday to go to on Saturday night. That's how old I am, mate. All my friends are turning 50 now, so. She's having a disco party, so I've got me pants, I've got me shirt, I've just gone on how good is Amazon, mate? I go online, I've just bought my daughter's birthday present. I bought it today, it just turned up to the door as we were recording. All this disco stuff, or me afro and glasses and gold chains and all that, that's turning up tomorrow. I love Amazon.
Yeah,
it's a
bad trap to fall into with all Amazon. I think because we always do like a bit of a Mad Monday theme for grand final day.
So
everyone dresses up and we throw out a bit of a theme and stuff. And last year we did Legends or something like that, Australian Legends, and I did Stephen Bradbury. So I got the full bodysuit going and the helmet, courtesy of Amazon. So, yeah, I could second that. So, yeah, it's just a trove of everything.
Yeah, mate, it's dangerous. But anyway, look, thanks for listening in. Hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget you can interact with us at Bad Life Titans on Twitter and get all our personal socials from there. You can also, don't forget to interact with our good friend at The Biggest Tiger and the Sports Best Friends Podcast Network. Go check them out. There's a few other teams that have their own pods if you're that way inclined. Hope you have a good weekend, everyone, and we will talk to you next week. See you, Trent.
Thanks, Matty. Chat soon. See you, Brian.
See you, mate.
Sports Best Friends would like to thank you for listening right to the end. You are our kind of people. Find other great sports podcasts in our family by subscribing. And remember, social media isn't a bad place. You just need to follow the right people.